All right, from Philly Dilly to the defending leading trainer. He set a record last year, 46 wins. He's won four Dianas already. He'll look to add to that. He'll look for four in a row, five overall tomorrow. Chad Brown, nice enough to join us here on Express Bet Radio. A busy day. They all are during the 40-day Saratoga meet. Chad, thanks for some time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's get to it. Back to the scene of the crime last year, 46 wins. Can you ever imagine winning that many races at this meet, let alone any meet?
No, really, it's hard to believe, but we just stayed focused, me and my staff and my clients, and all the horses performed so well, and everything just really came together. It was a really tough meet, obviously, all the top horsemen and horses here, and we're in a fortunate position. We have a lot of good horses in our barn that can compete here.
It's your home track, right? And I mean, that's got to be just outstanding to blitz the competition like that at your home track with all your friends around and your family, people that you know. I mean, isn't that wonderful?
No, it's the best part of my year, Saratoga, like you said, with all our family and friends here and fans, and it is our home track. This is where I got interested in horse racing, right here in the picnic area with my parents, and to come back later on in life and being able to compete at the top level here at this meet, it's really a dream come true for me.
You and I have tried to get this interview done for the better part of 2 days, and understandably, you are very busy, and we appreciate the time. Do you ever get, I shouldn't even say get, because the answer is no. Do you ever make time to enjoy yourself here because this is where your passion began, and everybody else comes up here, and for the most part they get to enjoy the summer meet? Do you ever take a day and say, you know what, I'm just gonna go hang out, I'm gonna put on a banana nose and a hat and just go enjoy a day at Saratoga in the backyard?
No, that doesn't happen, but I do enjoy myself the entire week. Even though I'm working and I'm busy, I love it. And some days you're tired, and but you might be tired physically, but you're not tired of the meet or the job. It's what I love to do, and I wish we raced here all year round. It'd be great, but I soak it all in, and I take time to really catch up with people I don't get to see other times of the year. That's probably my favorite part of the meet, and it's just really fun, especially if you're winning.
I've noticed this. I don't know you all that well. We've done a few interviews together and stuff, but I mean, I have never seen you smile more than you have this year. It seems like you're really enjoying your job this year. You're really having a good time at it. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I feel like I smile. I'm a very focused person, and I guess everyone wears a different face when they're focused. For me, I might have a little bit of a serious look on my face or something, but I love what I'm doing, and I'm generally a really happy person. I'm lucky. So, you can't always judge how someone's facial expression is, how they feel. I've been happy what I'm doing for a long time.
I thought it was because you spent all the time with me and Andy at Belmont this year.
Now that will put a smile on my face. Sometimes at your expense, but yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd hang out in the backyard with you, but they're definitely, I can't, I'm not incognito at any point in life. Can I go incognito? All right, let's get to it. A race like the Diana, part of the fabric up here at Saratoga. You're a kid. You're growing up. You're thinking about becoming a horse trainer. You ever think you're going to win four of these?
No. It's amazing. I pinch myself that I've won one of them. So, it's a race we really point towards, especially having a strong barn full of fillies and mares on the turf. It's just one of the most prestigious races to win for a turf mare. And I know my mentor, Bobby Frankel, he loved this race. He had a handful of races that were his favorite races, and this is definitely one of them. And to have a lot of success in this race like him is, makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, it was time well spent working with him.
You've won it with four different fillies. Zagora back in 2011, your first win, and then you've rattled off the last three. Decida in one of the most thrilling horse races I've ever seen. I think eight of them hit the wire together within a length and a half of each other. 2 years ago with the incomparable Lady Eli. Last year with Sister Charlie. And now I guess we start the conversation with Sister Charlie. Four different grade ones last year, four different distances. Eclipse Award for older filly and mare on the turf. We haven't seen her for a while since that Breeders' Cup win. We're talking about over 8 months now. How is she doing coming into tomorrow's renewal of the Diana?
She's doing great. You know, I wish I had a prep race, you know, under her belt, but it just wasn't meant to be. She got a little sick on me in the spring, and we had to back off her again. But she's doing great. Her last couple works in particular have been strong.
When you say she had a couple of races going into this last year, but she's run really well, Chad, off the break as well. So is it as big a concern as it would be with maybe another horse who hasn't fired fresh?
No. You know, when you're dealing with a champion horse, like you said, it's different. So it is a concern, but it's not as much a concern like you mentioned. With a horse of her caliber, I wouldn't be surprised at all if she was just able to overcome it and run them down.
All right, she'll be coming from far back. On the front end, it figures to be Rushing Fall. She's ahead in a questionable ride slash trip in the Edgewood last year, away from being undefeated in her career. She seems to be what she is, right? You just put her on the front end, especially in the last three. She's turned into this front-running wind machine.
Yeah, she's a very versatile horse. She, you know, she can run on the front. She can run from off the pace. She's done, you know, she's won grade ones both ways. So she's a remarkable talent. I mean, nearly undefeated. A great horse.
It took a really good filly to beat her, too, that day. That filly was very well meant, but she ran an awesome race herself.
Yeah, it's unfortunate circumstances, you know, in hindsight. Probably ran her back a little soon, and she was kind of up on a hot pace and all that. But it is what it is, the horse race, and we got run down. But since then, you know, she's been perfect, and before that, she was perfect. So just one little blemish, and other than that, she's had a pristine career.
Will you use your ability with her to have some options, like you just said, grade one on the front end, grade one from off the pace? Do you leave that up to the jock, or do you just, you know, let her go do her thing, Javi, just put her on the front end?
We'll see. I think Theus will be on the front end tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll have to see where Rushing Fall far. That's the plan anyway. But, you know, once the gate opens, you never know. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So the blinkers go on. She draws the rail. The plan is just to put her on the lead. I mean, look, you know, people thought you were crazy to run her in the Beverly D, and she gets beat just a length and three quarters, probably triples her value as a broodmare by getting that graded placing. And you got one of the hottest riders in the Manny Franco. You know, and you were on the Manny bandwagon early on. Manny has been on fire the last year and a half, and listen, if stranger things has happened than you getting on the front end and winning a grade one.
Well, she's there in sure fast pace, you know, strong pace, but like you saw in the Beverly D, she could certainly be a factor if left alone to hold on for a piece.
It brings us to the last contender you have tomorrow, and the one that I like the best, and that's Homerique, who almost to me looks like this year's Sister Charlie. Comes over from Europe, has a couple of races, couple of wins under her belt, and now mile and a 16th first time, mile and a quarter last time in the New York handicap, beat barnmate, stablemate, competition of ideas, a nice filly for Klarovich. What do you think of her chances tomorrow? Really maybe getting a little bit of a class test tomorrow with the likes of Sister Charlie and Rushing Fall in there.
She's training like she's certainly up for it. You know, she shows a brilliant turn of foot in both of her races for us. She's came in highly regarded, and she's really delivered nicely. You see how versatile she is with distances. I mean, she's very effective from mile 16 to mile and a quarter. and I think she's going to run really well. She's certainly training as good as ever.
All right. We'll let you go. You got one in the feature today. Made you look. Best of luck with him later on in the Forbidden Apple. And we'll talk to you during the meet.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care. Good luck.
Thanks, Chad. All right. Chad Brown. A little bit swamped over.